AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the House say it is former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney who should be prosecuted for investigating what happened when then-President Donald Trump sent his mob of supporters as Congress was certifying the 2020 election. It revisits long-running Republican arguments that Trump is not to blame for the attack on the Capitol. President-elect Trump's pick of vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as health secretary is facing skepticism. That's according to an AP NORC Center poll. Here's the AP's Amanda Seitz.
Americans overall are less positive about Kennedy, with about 4 in 10 U.S. adults disapproving and about 3 in 10 approving of his appointment to Trump's cabinet. Views are split along party lines, however. Most Republicans approve of Kennedy's appointment, and although he hails from a powerful Democratic dynasty, about 6 in 10 Democrats strongly disapprove of the Kennedy nomination.
Rescuers are digging for survivors of a powerful earthquake on the South Pacific island of Vanuatu. The government says at least 14 people have died. Katie Greenwood with the Red Cross says the number of deaths is likely to go higher.
There's a grim reality on the ground in Vanuatu at the moment, which is all efforts centered on the search and rescue. From that downtown area where the buildings have collapsed.
The U.S. State Department says its embassy staff on Vanuatu were safe, but the building is no longer functional. Russia's security service says it has detained a suspect in the killing of a senior general in Moscow. The suspect is described as an Uzbek citizen recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services. Japanese car makers Nissan and Honda have confirmed they are discussing closer collaboration, but denied reports they have decided on a merger. Nissan recently announced it is slashing 9,000 jobs and cutting its global production by 20%. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Chitel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in the early going on Wall Street as markets wait for a decision on interest rates from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 118 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was flat. General Mills fell 2.2%. The maker of Cheerios and Progresso Soup cut its profit forecast for the year as it steps up investments in its brands. Nissan's U.S.-listed shares jumped 14%. The Japanese auto company said it was exploring closer ties with rival automaker Honda. Treasury yields fell slightly in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The owner of Britain's Guardian newspaper confirmed it has sold The Observer, the world's oldest Sunday newspaper, to Tortoise Media for an undisclosed amount. The Observer was founded in 1791 and is a bastion of liberal values in Britain's media landscape. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.